Welcome back to a Juno Afternoon. I'm Christina Michelle, your host today. I am joined by Kelly Patterson and Alyssa Quinton, and we've just been having the best conversation here about the work that Alyssa is doing in Fairbanks at the Alaska Center there as a community organizer. Alyssa, thank you so much for all that you've shared with us today, and I know that our listeners have gotten a lot to think about, and I appreciate you sharing just what we as a community can do here to do our part. And I'm wondering if anyone wants to get more information about the work that you're doing or connect with you or support you in any way, how can they reach you?
Sure. Well, folks are definitely welcome that if they want to know more about the Alaska Center and different projects we're doing in the interior, you can visit our website at akcenter.org, or you can send me an email at alyssa@alaskacenter.org, or akcenter.org, and that's alyssa@akcenter. If you want to know what I do as a creative, you can go to my website, which is a little bit hard to spell, but it's gaucheboddy.com, and okay. It's gaucheboddy.com. It's French because it's like gauche, like the watercolor stuff, but you still just remember that. But if you type it in, you'll probably find it.
What does that mean? Like, what is gauche?
Oh yeah, gauche is a it's a type of watercolor pigment. It's a little bit more opaque than watercolor, and it's mostly what I use when I paint.
Oh, nice. Gauche.
Yeah.
Very awesome. That's a whole nother show, girl. That's so cool.
You're supposed to mention that at the beginning.
Well, we said I was a creative.
Well, we did say you were creative. We did.
I thought that you were creative just in the way that you were being a community organizer.
So I know. I like to use that term because, like, artist doesn't feel encompassing enough. Like, I do, like, within the organizing, I try to do a little bit of art activism as well. So it's just another way to explain. I draw and I do things.
Perfect.
That's fantastic. Well, thank you again, Alyssa. And to our listeners, we thank you. We really appreciate you joining us today. And if you want to get more information about the Black Awareness Association of Juneau, you can definitely email us at junobaa@gmail.com. And you can also visit our Facebook page. You can just search JunoBAA and we'll come up, and feel free to send us any feedback you have on the show. And you'll also get information there about things that we have coming up. So until next Thursday, we wish you well. Thank you for being here.